At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from episode 176, Chase Your Passions Fearlessly, Tips for Overcoming What People Think.
I had multiple different detours. I've been coming off this metaphor lately where you've got this end goal in mind, you know where you want to get, and you're going to have tests along the way, different things that are going to veer you off track. And sometimes these are going to be better opportunities for the short term that might present themselves. Like, you know, you might get a job offer that's a really good salary, and it's tempting to take those offers sometimes, but you've got to remember your end goal and think, okay, if I take this job, is that going to get me to my end goal? Probably, for me, no. So I'm going to stick to this track and just keep going. So it's been those challenges that have really tested me and, yeah, gained a lot of clarity from that.
So you would say having a why is really important.
Very important. Remember why you're doing what you're doing, and then from there you figure out how you're going to do that and what it looks like.
Yeah, it makes making decisions easier, do you think?
Heck yeah. Yeah, big time. Like, if you know why you're doing what you're doing, anything that comes along that is not aligned to that, it's so easy just to say no thank you to that. If it's aligned to why you're doing what you're doing, then it's a yes. And you go along that track.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd definitely say having a why is very crucial, and something that I never realised was crucial until you came along. And Simon Sinek, love that boy.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just out here trying to be his little messenger of New Zealand.
Honestly, very influenced by you from that. You're his biggest fan.
I'm literally his biggest fan.
Do you tag him and stuff? You need to start getting his attention on socials.
No, I think if he ever acknowledged me, I would probably like faint and cry and scream.
Dying go to heaven.
Yeah, probably. I'm interested to know what personal growth looks like to you now. I mean, you've obviously had these experiences that have helped you grow, which probably it wasn't an intentional, you know, you didn't set out to do those things that then contributed to your growth. So now, with looking at your intentional self-development, what does that look like for you?
It's really interesting. I was actually talking to a friend about this yesterday, how her and I were both saying we've done so much personal growth. You've had the challenges in life, you've been tested, all that, and you've done all the personal development things, like reading books, listening to podcasts, everything under the category of self-development.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of at a point where it's like, yes, I'm going to continue to absorb that here and there, but now it's time to implement all that and go put all those lessons into what it is that you want to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say now I'm not consuming as much. It's more time to take action. And actually, like, you can only consume so much to a point where you could keep consuming for the next 5 years, but have you made any changes?
Yeah.
So now it's at a point where I need to make changes and start implementing everything I've learned, which I think I have been doing along this journey, definitely. Like, as I've learned it, I've changed along the way. But now it's at a point where, yeah, just head down, focus.
What are those, like, what are those foundations of your personal development that when you say, okay, now I need to action this, that, and the other, like, what are you actioning?
I would say my biggest things are routine and habits.
Okay.
So, for example, my routine, the morning routine is what sets up my day. So, in the morning, well, actually, no, the night before, I will write, I've got a daily diary. Mm-hmm. Biggest thing, figuring out what works for me and how I plan ahead. The night before, I will plan out what that day is going to look like. So that way, the morning, the first thing, I don't have to think about what am I doing. I know what it is that I'm going to go do. And I write morning movement, because it might not be that I listen to my body and go how I feel. So it might not be the gym that morning. It might be go for a walk or up the mount or something like that. Lucky to live at the mount. So yeah, morning movement, first thing, if it's sunny, sun changes my entire mood. And then I'll get ready for the day and then sit down at my laptop and I feel like I've won the morning. What's that saying? Win the morning, win the day?
Yes.
And that has been, like, I could not rave about that enough. Like, yeah, that is a big thing for me. So, yeah, routine and then habits. What you eat, well, for me personally, and I'd say for anyone, what you eat has such an influence over your energy and your performance, which for me is work and my mind clarity. If your mindset is not in the right place, then you can't work and create to your best potential.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The One Up Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at The One Up Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.